flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich, brought to you by GAF Roofing. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, good Saturday afternoon, everybody. And like he said, I'm Rich Horace, your host, Ride at Home with Rich. And well, today is your day to get the answers to all your questions. It's just, I'm just me here today to service you, the listener. Let's get this thing going. Anything you need about your house, give me a call for the next hour, 314-241-9797. And brr, you know, it is December. Christmas is upon us. You know, we can talk today about getting your home ready for holiday guests. We can review our winter home checklist. Make sure you haven't missed anything. And, you know, have you ever wondered which room you should remodel first, your kitchen or your bathroom? I get that question all the time. I have some tips for you today on that. And of course, I'll have my weekly On the Road with Rich segment and my hack. You're going to want to stay tuned with us for all of that and more. It's going to be great. But don't forget one last time, my main reason we're getting together today is to help you. We can help you with anything going on with your home. You have any questions, comments, or concerns, anything you may have going on remodeling wise, DIY project wise. Maybe you have some sort of issue, all the rain we've had. Maybe you've got some things going on. 314-241-9797 is how to reach me today. And I want to get things going today too with, you know, it's Christmas. So here at Mosby Building Arts, we have our toy drive this month. So we don't get to have our big event like we usually have, but we still want to help out. We want to help the community. Let's help some children in need. So this year we're giving toys to Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. It's stuff they use all year long. So for this entire month, you can drop by one of our locations. You can drop off and unwrapped brand new toy at either location, 645 Leffingwell Avenue in Kirkwood or in downtown Kirkwood, 115 West Argon Drive, and just, you know, get a toy to us there, pitch in, help out. We love to do that. If by chance we're coming out and visiting you at your home, you know what? Just grab a toy, have it ready to go, and just give it to the home consultant that's coming to visit you and add to that fun, add to the toy drive. We'll all feel really, really wonderful and great about it. So, you know, the next thing I really kind of got excited about today. My On the Road with Rich segment I want to do kind of talks about an appointment that I had with a client. This was quite a few years back, but, you know, things we did over the years to try and help her situation. And it kind of ties into something that's in the news that just happened, you know, a few weeks ago. And, you know, it's pretty crazy, but snakes inside of your home. So I had a client, you know, get in touch with us years ago. She's got snakes in her home, and you know, she had been working with an exterminator to try and get rid of them. they put out these traps, and they would catch them on these sticky traps, like all the babies and stuff. It was quite a crazy situation for her. And, you know, of course, they were trying to do everything they could, you know, basically to stop them from where maybe they could get in. And kind of part of her problem was that she was kind of a townhouse, so she had connecting neighbors on both sides. And so, you know, maybe they're kind of getting in under the neighbors and then coming and making their way over to her. It's really hard to find and tell, you know, how they get in. And so, you know, we were brought in to kind of examine her house, her basement, the conditions of things. And, you know, she was really asking me, you know, as a professional, where do you see the opportunities that now that they're here, they're kind of coming from behind the walls and stuff like that into, you know, my living space. And there was several that we were looking at, you know, caulking some areas. And these were, you know, a lot of these they were seeing were just these little baby snakes. But you knew, like, the family was around, and, you know, in winter, you know, to stay warm, these snakes, they huddle together for body heat, and they kind of go, you know, they just kind of get into a low mode zone, don't use a lot of energy, and all stay together. So where there's one, two, or some babies, you know, there's more. And so we did a lot of different things. And, you know, one of the things she said was, you know, she was thinking about remodeling her bathroom in the basement anyways. And when I was going over all the different opportunities, I was explaining to her, you know, underneath the shower floor in that bathroom on that concrete basement floor, there's going to be a big hole about a foot by a foot, and then a 2-inch pipe coming out of it. So a lot of opportunity there if they're underneath concrete to come up and get around, you know, that basement and behind the walls and stuff. So, you know, when we remodeled her bathroom, we sealed that off. We did everything that we could. We worked with exterminators, and they, you know, did what they could. And, you know, snakes are extremely hard to get rid of. So now there's this story that kind of brings all this and what we did back to mind, because a homeowner in Maryland was battling the same thing with snakes in his basement. And this is straight out of the Washington Post. I'm looking at this story, and, you know, the homeowner was basically, the house was rented, and the renter was trying to battle the snakes. And finally the renter moved out. I don't know if it was because of the snakes or not or whatever. The original homeowner decided to move back in, and he's going to get rid of these snakes before he moves in. So he researches, and he finds out that, you know, snakes have a great sense of smell. That little tongue comes out, and they can actually smell things really well. And he saw some things that said, you know, when there's smoke around and they sense and smell that smoke, generally they'll think there's fire, and they will abandon the area. So, children, everyone, don't do this at home. But so what this homeowner decided to do was to get some small metal containers, and let's go around in the basement in a few areas, and we're going to make some small contained fires in these metal containers, and we're going to smoke the place out. So I'm thinking to myself, well, number one, smoke damage is extremely hard to get rid of. The smell will be there forever. When you have a bad, you know, when you have a kitchen fire and there's a bunch of smoke, and smoke goes everywhere, and it gets inside your kitchen cabinets, they actually recommend you throw everything plastic away. Cups, bowls, anything you would eat or drink out of that's plastic, this, you know, toxic smoke stuff can just kind of get embedded in that. So imagine just doing that to your whole basement. And you got, you know, anything, cloth's got to go. If it was carpeted, you'd need new floors. So I'm baffled enough just by the story of you want to fill your house with smoke. But he does this around 8 p.m. and he leaves because he doesn't live there yet. And, well, according to all the firefighters that tried to put this house out, and the house was basically destroyed. $1 million home. The fire broke out. No one was around. The top of the story, good thing says, you know, no humans were hurt, but the fate of the snakes is unknown. So you don't even know, like, if they got out or not or what happened. But so he's got these common black snakes. He does this. It literally burns the house down. Firefighters, you know, they're looking at it and, you know, they kind of determined, okay, well, they determined this to be accidental. He basically used coals and then he put it, you know, too close to some combustible stuff. And so they kind of said, you know, it is accidental. They determined that, you know, there was really no suspicious foul play. So now, of course, the matter is, you know, been turned over to his insurance company, which brings up a really good question for all of us homeowners out there, right? What happens now? Even though it was an accident, you know, I'm not an insurance expert, but, you know, I don't know if they ever look at, like, neglect, like you should have done something, you should have known better, you should have, I don't know those, I know the questions and not the answers to that sort of thing, but it does bring up a ton of questions and just makes you think, you know, like, wow, don't do that. And so, you know, I've had that question before. I've had, you know, people ask about snakes when they get, like, in their, you know, I had a client with a snake that got into a washing machine while it was in the garage during a remodel. And, you know, they're kind of like, okay, it's in there. We shut the lid. You know, how do we get this thing out? How do we capture it? What do we do? And, you know, our advice was, well, let's just take it back outside, lay it on its side, open the lid, and you know, hopefully it just goes and it's scared, you know, and we don't have to, like, literally, you know, wrestle with this snake to try and get it out of your washing machine. But, you know, I guess my point is, never did we say, you know what, just throw some firecrackers in there or create some smoke and it'll want to leave, because it's such a crazy thought, you know, of doing something like that. And so I just wanted to bring that to everyone's attention, because it's a true story. You can look it up. I mean, it's got some good resources, and it's quite amazing what, you know, what people will come up with and try to do. And so when they interviewed in this article, that, so they interview, like, the people that are actually, like, professionals and understand about snakes and know all the stuff about snakes. And, you know, they said, call a professional, you know, just call a professional that deals with that sort of thing. So I would kind of remind everybody out there, you know, call the professionals for what you need when you're not 100% certain, when you've got something outside of your realm a little bit, or when you see something. You know, we've had all these storms, we've had, you know, some things going on, and I recommend all the time, after that, go walk around your house, check things out, really just take a look and you know, and see, you know, kind of like him, you know, you got the snakes, you know, so if you're walking around your house and you're looking at your roof and something looks out of place, you know, it's probably not right or the best scenario. So get to those professionals that can really advise you well and get something figured out for you and that sort of thing, rather than, you know, always trying to just take matters into your own hands and coming up with, you know, these ideas that could literally, like that one, become absolutely catastrophic. And I want to remind everybody out there too, you know, we're busy. There's a lot of work going on. Everybody's busy. There's delays from getting the products and so much work to be done, just, you know, delays in having the labor and when you can start projects and everything. So, like, you know, like a lot of people out there, Mosby Building Arts is still currently looking for great workers. We've got some people we've promoted into other positions, and we're moving around and we're bringing more in, and we love to train and we love, you know, knowledge and efficiency and quality craftsmanship and, you know, having the best service in St. Louis for everybody. So if anybody out there does anything, I mean, we've got project managers, architect, we've got all our design, our drafters, designers, all the way through construction, plumbers, electricians, you know, carpenters, bathroom installers. We have it all. We absolutely do it all. A brick mason would be great if there was one that really just maybe wanted employment. Come see us. Check us out. You can go to our website, callmosby.com. You can find out information there. Get your information in. Fill out an application. Find us today if you're looking for a great place to live, work, call home, and really start a new career with Mosby Building Arts. I invite everybody to get in on that. And for everybody else out there, we've got two more segments coming up here. We've got plenty of time. If you have any questions about anything, maintaining your home, issues, design, remodeling, give me a call today. Again, 314-241-9797, and we'll be right back for you.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, here's Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, here we go. So, you know, here at Mosby Building Arts, we install a lot of front doors, and those front doors have really great factory finishes that have great warranties that last a long time. So when you're putting a wreath on your front door, who wants to put a nail or a screw through that gorgeous door anymore, right? So here it is. Simply place an upside down command hook on the inside of that front door, tie a ribbon around your wreath, run the ribbon over the top of the door and loop it to the command hook. You can adjust the height, get it just perfectly right where you want it, tie it off, close the door, and voila, perfectly hung wreath right on your front door. No need to harm that awesome factory finish on that newly installed front door. So awesome. If you want to hear this or any of my weekly hacks, you can find me real quick and easy. Search Mosby Rich Orris on Facebook, and you can go through, scroll through, and get to all my hacks. We're going to get back to the regular programming here at 97.1, and, you know, it's the holidays. Let's talk about the holidays. Everybody, I hope everybody loves the holidays. I just love this time of year. I love everything from Halloween all the way through New Year's, Thanksgiving, Christmas, everything. We love having guests, getting ready for those guests. What should you be doing? How should you be doing it? What are some ideas of things to do? And so, you know, thinking about Christmas and being ready and getting your home ready for all of this, right? You got to be festive and fun and, you know, good cheer and have your home ready for everybody coming in. So one of the most important things we find is, you know, clearing out the clutter just around your spaces, your kitchen. Think about the kitchen table, the countertops, making room, like a table near the door coming in. Maybe you clear some stuff out of that, making room for people to place stuff, you know, gifts they're bringing, different stuff like that. So, you know, return everything that's cluttered around to its proper spot around the house. It'll be better, it'll be cleaner, and you'll have room for everybody when they're there. The mantle, of course, is an area that, you know, everybody loves. Really, it's one of the most prominent areas to place some really cool decorations. You know, it was right there on your mantle, so you can get a toasty fire going to keep warm and cozy, and then use that mantle to serve as a real showcase area for, you know, your collection. Maybe it's nutcrackers or Santa figurines or nativity scenes. Us personally, we have one that's, we've got all of our kind of Grinch, Doctor Who type stuff in that area. It's a really neat place to get to display all of that. In your kitchen, think about above those kitchen cabinets, you know, probably not a bad idea to take some time and clean up there anyways. I know it's probably been a while, but you can use that empty space to, you know, really get on top of those cabinets, and you can put some lights up around along there and really create just a warm glow in that area. You can put more of your collectible stuff up there, and just think of that as a great area to put stuff like that, because, you know, when you are doing this for the holidays and you are having people over and the kitchen is the heart of the home, like we always talk about, everyone's going to be in that kitchen space. So it's a great place to kind of change up that decor and really get some of that cool Christmas stuff out there. So, you know, in your bathroom, so think about, you know, putting the guest back, that word back into that guest bathroom. So maybe, you know, in that guest bathroom, you don't need to completely remodel it, but you can maybe take a few simple steps to accommodate your friends and family while they're there. So maybe put out a basket, put some take one toiletries in there, that, you know, just think of things that they may need: toothbrush, shampoo, conditioner, washcloths, face wash, you know, the small bars of soap, just some neat things like that. So when they're visiting, they can have access to these things and have stuff that they may use that you don't normally, you know, always have out. So, and the other thing we do a lot, you know, when we decorate for Christmas and we get ready for people, right, we're always thinking about what people, you know, think about the senses. We're thinking about sight, what you see. We're thinking about what you touch and feel and where you can put things. Sound comes to play, but not often enough. Think about the scent. Think about the sense of smelling and, you know, getting some really good accommodating, you know, holiday cheer kind of, you know, scents out there. So there's plenty of candles and room sprays that would have, you know, holiday kind of time scents of cinnamon or gingerbread or pine. We have these little sticks that you can actually hang in your Christmas tree that makes it smell like a real, you know, pine tree. It's really kind of cool. So in the other one, you know, thinking about that sound, think about the, you know, your holiday music, think about what you're playing. You know, it's great to have a lot of that music, no matter what your style is, you know, to have something on, not loud, but just playing in the background. Find some stuff that, you know, all ages can enjoy. That's always a good thing to have up when, you know, going on when everybody's coming over. And then of course, you know, think about them helping themselves and really, you know, stocking the bar with, you know, items that people may want, whether it's alcoholic or non-alcoholic drinks, you know, having all these things available and out and very easy and accessible where they could make their own, not be in your way in the kitchen, stuff like that. It's a great thing to stock up on and have ready to go for them. And then, you know, finally, one of the last things is seating. It's always a big deal, right? Where do you have enough seating? How do you get everybody in there? You know, so think about how many people, think about where they might sit. So, you know, bringing chairs, pulling them in from other rooms, you know, might really help. If you do go, there are some inexpensive options that you can purchase, like some ottomans or benches, or even beanbag chairs would be a great way, you know, to get some additional seating around. And but if you go to remodel, you know, say you're looking in that living room, family room, and you are doing a remodel later, you know, think about that seating and, you know, maybe consider like a window bench or some type of additional, you know, seating, maybe the hearth you bring up to a seat height, you know, where the mantle and the hearth and everything is, so people can kind of sit around there. So think about all those options when you're going through and, you know, getting ready for everybody to come over, visit, spend some time, all of that. And, you know, I do invite everybody once again, I want to remind you, give me a call today if you have any questions about any of this stuff, if you have any ideas, things that maybe you do when you're preparing for winter or when you're preparing for, you know, guests for the holiday, stuff like that. join in. This is awesome. It's just a conversation. If you have any questions about what you're trying to do, your home, anything about it, feel free to give me a call, 314-241-9797. And you know what I just mentioned? That home checklist, that winter, December, different things we should be doing around our house and we should be thinking about. I thought we could review some of that just to make sure that you got it all in, you remembered everything. There's some obvious ones up front, of course, that, you know, hopefully everybody kind of knows and understands, but it is very easy to forget. One of the biggest is disconnecting your hoses. So it's cold again. And strangely enough, we've had so many warm days. You know, I was just a little concerned that somebody probably hooked their hose back up to water a tree or wash their car or do something. We've had these 60-something, just like 3 days ago, it was 65 degrees during the day. It was such a nice day. So if you've reconnected those hoses, make sure you got them back off of there. It's cold again. You don't want to freeze those pipes. Another thing we should really be watching out for through a lot of this winter stuff is keeping an eye on your trees. So when it does snow and things like that, or ice, you know, ice is heavy also. So think about the buildup of heavy snow on these tree limbs and stuff like that. And, you know, it breaks off the branches, it damages the tree. So you may want to go out there and kind of knock some of that around and get some of that snow off if you notice that it's really starting, you know, if it's happening and it's really starting to pull that tree down, you might want to help it out and just take a broom, go out there and kind of hit on those branches and get some of that off of there. Something that I wish we would do better, but when we go to wrap gifts and everything, is really setting up a great gift wrapping station. If you think about, you know, being at a standing surface, stuff like that. I know it's difficult. It's probably the biggest problem we've had is, you know, when you have kids and you need this stuff to be secret and all of this, you got to be like in your bedroom, door shut on the floor, and it's just uncomfortable. So think about that station, where and how you're going to do it. You know, maybe bring a table, you know, a card table or something in that room if you got to be hidden. Create a great space for you to be able to do that. And then, of course, you know, making space in the home. Think about winter. It's winter now. It's getting cold. So think about your winter coats, your boots, all that stuff. You're going to need, you know, space for that, changing out, you know, what you store where and having all that ready to go for you. Also very, very important this time of year. Another thing I would definitely, you know, think about is, you know, adding the evergreens, like winter evergreens, to your outdoor spaces is really nice. And the twinkling lights on it and stuff for winter, that green with the lights and everything is such a really great just look and feel. And it creates something that you can see, you know, during the day. Even when, you know, your lights and stuff aren't on, it just makes everything look, you know, simple, and it makes everything look really, really nice for you. Think about the storms we've just had. Now, this is a big winter deal here, because these winter storms, I mean, we had those tornadoes in several Midwest, you know, kind of areas. And so when we do have these storms, they're not good. So get ready for winter storms. Have your shovels ready, you know, have stuff in your house, the water in case power goes out, you know, get your stuff ready to go and have it there just in case, you know, when this stuff happens, you're going to want bottled water, you know, flashlights, in case you lose power. All that stuff is a good idea. Get your kits ready, have them down in the basement, and be ready to go. Be prepared for these winter storms. Going around your house, now another big thing in winter, and I was just literally talking about this yesterday with a client that is just blocking drafts. She's like, you know, it's my front door. It's a wood door, so it's probably expanding and contracting a little bit. Can you make it better? Can you make it close tighter? you know, she's like, I can totally feel, you know, air coming around this door. So think about blocking those drafts, you know, caulking windows and getting things sealed up, looking at your doors, your sweeps, you know, all the weather stripping around it and, you know, getting that just kind of up and ready and keep those drafts outside. It will keep you so much more comfortable inside your home and, you know, save a little energy as well. Another thing we really want to think about is, you know, indoor play areas for the children, right? You've got, you know, keep them spruced up. Think about what you've got in there and, you know, kids run around. It's winter. They're always in the house. I'm bored, you know, so kind of get some ideas and spruce up those play areas and give them something to do and really, you know, being able to have a good time because they're going to be in the house way more now through winter, through January, February, all of that. So keep the kiddos entertained for sure. And for everybody else out there, any questions you have, last segment coming up, I'm definitely good to go. 314-241-9797, anything you need. And we will be right back after this.
Do you have questions about your home? Call us at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, guys, Rich Orris here. And, you know, I want to remind everybody one more time. Of course, it's Christmas time and, you know, the season of giving. And I'm going to go ahead and get down on my hands and knees. I'm going to beg everyone a little bit. Just get in on our toy drive. And if you're anywhere near us, you know, stop into one of our locations. Matter of fact, our new, you know, location on West Argonne Drive, downtown Kirkwood. It's 115 West Argonne Drive. So here's what you do. Just get a brand new unwrapped toy. Just go to that location, take it in there and tell them there's always someone around for you. And just tell them, say, hey, Rich at Ride at Home with Rich begged me to come in and bring this in and help out. And we get to help out Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. You know, there's no better way to feel good than to help children with their needs and making them feel better in a downtime for them when they're sick, when they're in the hospital. So come on in, give a donation. You can take it to our other office, you know, at 645 Leffingwell Avenue in Kirkwood. There also 63122. Make sure you use that zip code because there is a Leffingwell downtown. Don't want you to go in the wrong direction. But join the fun, help out, bring us some toys, and help us make a positive difference in a bunch of children's and probably nurses' lives too, who get to like give it to them and help them out and all that great stuff. So, you know, just a great thing to do. And, you know, but I did want to go over, you know, a question that we get quite often about, you know, everyone's got a lot of different projects they want to do, and they're always shuffling about the order. What order should I do these and why? And, you know, so when it comes to the kitchen or the bathroom, I've constantly got clients flipping a quarter, you know, should I go ahead and do my bathroom first? Should I get the kitchen out of the way? You know, what should I do and why? And really, you know, one of the first things to figuring something like this out is kind of a personal use thing, but it's really to figure out, you know, where or what is your house really lacking most for you? So there's really no right or wrong answer to this question here of, you know, you should always do your kitchen first. Well, you know, there's no answer to that. That's everyone's different. So you do have to take some and kind of think about what you do and where does it, like, you know, what is your home missing? What's not working for you in your home? You know, so really putting the priority on the necessities versus just the desire of you want your kitchen to look better and more people see the kitchen, but maybe your bathroom really has way more necessities to it. So you definitely want to figure that out and you really want to prioritize based on that and what's going to help you the most and what's going to work for you the best and all of that. So another thing to think about is again, I know more people actually come in and they get to see your kitchen and everything, but where do you spend the most time? You know, do you really, because people spend a lot of time in their bathrooms getting ready, you know, everything that you do. And if you're not a big cook, now there are people that cook so much, they probably spend equal or maybe more time in the kitchen. So that can be a really big, you know, factor in which direction you head first. Again, it kind of goes back to, you know, where you spend your most time is probably where you're going to find the most necessity. Like we were just talking about, you'll have more necessities in the area that you're there more. So for sure, you know, and another thing to think about after that is, you know, what do you need right away? So really, when you look at it, are you getting older? You know, if thinking in terms of the bathroom, for the ability to use the bathroom, if there's a problem, if disability comes about, you know, if you require any added upgrades or anything to make that room, you know, more functional for you, that could really play a big hand in which room you're choosing, you know, and really how do you know, which one do you pick and why? So, you know, if grab bars and things like that become a necessity inside and outside that shower, if you have things like that, you know, going on, then that could really, again, it becomes into that necessity play one more time. And then thinking about, you know, something we talk about here at Mosby all the time when we visit everyone, thinking about the budget. You know, that can be another big determining factor in considering whether you do a kitchen or a bathroom first. You know, what's that level of investment going to be? You know, how do you figure that out? So, you know, I would definitely say something we do here at Mosby all the time is, you know, go ahead and design both spaces and then kind of see that, you know, and we can talk about it up front and kind of give some ranges. But then if you're really interested in both at some point, you can then design both and then pick and kind of see which one's closer to the budget you have now. Then it also gives you a good feel of what's next. What's my next budget that I might need when I come to this? And then, of course, adding time to that second one, it might be a little bit more a year or two or three down the road. So just kind of getting prepared that if I know where that tight cost range was, you know, in 2021, I can have a pretty good feel for where it might be in 2023. And I have a goal to really work towards and know and understand, you know, what's coming up and what's happening. And really, when you think about designing and figuring things out up front, you know, it's something that we do here at Mosby every day, all the time. You know, create these projects, really give people a clear understanding of everything. So if you're thinking about any of that, you're interested in any of that, and again, like I was talking about earlier, if you're interested in even a great company to work for, just jump on our website and just check out all the great information. callmosby.com, callmosby.com, or you can simply call our office at 314-909-1800 and just ask some questions, talk about, you know, maybe get an appointment set up, or you can walk into that new, you know, studio we have in the heart of Kirkwood on West Argonne, 115 West Argonne. There's people there. You can come in and just have a chat, see some photos, see a couple display things, and really just talk about, you know, what we do, how we do it, and really why we do it, you know. But in promoting all this kind of design and how we figure this stuff out really looks at, you know, some of the steps of a successful remodel. How do you get to a, let's just use kitchen remodel, for example. How do you get to a really successful kitchen remodel? What is the formula for doing that? Well, you know, one of the most important things I see all the time is really letting the cat out of the bag, really talking about everything and having a really good, thought out designer that asks a lot of great questions, you can almost tell what they're going to do and how their interest is going to be by the types of questions. So, you know, giving them all that information to really let them understand what you do and how you do it. You know, they really need to design something really well. You need to figure out how you cook, how many people, how do you entertain, what's normal use daily, what's bigger use when you entertain, things like that. You know, if they're really just stuck in the size and the color and the style and the stuff like that, I mean, they really may not fulfill your need or supply you with some of the best products and things that will actually work the best for you. So, of course, another step in a great successful remodel is setting the budget, figuring that out early, and understanding how far it's going to take you. What can you really do? Be honest about that budget and the desire, and find, you know, some very realistic parameters in what needs to happen. And that can really, it's good to do that early so that you understand up front how much, how far, what can really happen, how creative can these solutions be based on that budget. And then, you know, another thing to really make it successful is to honestly take the advice, listen to it, think about it, and understand. So let the designers figure everything out for you. Sky's the limit. We can do the whole thing, but then also figure out something a little more in your budget and a little more, you know, friendly to what you want to do. And then you can co-mingle, mix, and see, and again, understand. And maybe there's some areas you can pull in and splurge just a little and get some things that you really, really want, you know, out of that project. And then another great way is kind of take a test run of the whole thing, you know, do those 3D renderings, see it live, see it going, find out everything about it, and just have a great understanding. And that will help you deliver a really, you know, just get a really great project and have a great understanding of what it is and what it's going to be. This is all about setting the right expectations and understanding them. So for everyone out there, again, you can call our office, 314-909-1800. Check us out online, callmosby.com. You can find all the information out there. For everybody else, I look forward to talking to you next week. And if you're not around, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I'll be back then.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Do you have questions about your home? Call us at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797.
All right, guys, Rich Orris here. And, you know, I want to remind everybody one more time. Of course, it's Christmas time and, you know, the season of giving. And I'm going to go ahead and get down on my hands and knees. I'm going to beg everyone a little bit. Just get in on our toy drive. And if you're anywhere near us, you know, stop into one of our locations. Matter of fact, our new, you know, location on West Argonne Drive, downtown Kirkwood. It's 115 West Argonne Drive. So here's what you do. Just get a brand new unwrapped toy. Just go to that location, take it in there, and tell them there's always someone around for you. And just tell them, say, hey, Rich at Ride Home with Rich begged me to come in and bring this in and help out. And we get to help out Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. You know, there's no better way to feel good than to help children with their needs and making them feel better in a downtime for them when they're sick, when they're in the hospital. So come on in, give a donation. You can take it to our other office, you know, at 645 Leffingwell Avenue in Kirkwood. There also 63122. Make sure you use that zip code because there is a Leffingwell downtown. Don't want you to go in the wrong direction. But join the fun, help out, bring us some toys, and help us make a positive difference in a bunch of children's and probably nurses' lives too, who get to like give it to them and help them out and all that great stuff. So you know, just a great thing to do. And, you know, but I did want to go over, you know, a question that we get quite often about, you know, people, everyone's got a lot of different projects they want to do, and they're always shuffling about the order. What order should I do these and why? And, you know, so when it comes to the kitchen or the bathroom, I've constantly got clients flipping a quarter. You know, should I go ahead and do my bathroom first? Should I get the kitchen out of the way? You know, what should I do and why? And really, you know, one of the first things to figuring something like this out is kind of a personal use thing, but it's really to figure out, you know, where or what is your house really lacking most for you. So there's really no right or wrong answer to this question here of, you know, you should always do your kitchen first. Well, you know, there's no answer to that. That's everyone's different. So you do have to take some and kind of think about what you do and where does it, like, you know, what is your home missing? What's not working for you in your home? You know, so really putting the priority on the necessities versus just the desire of you know, you want your kitchen to look better and more people see the kitchen, but maybe your bathroom really has way more necessities to it. So you definitely want to figure that out and you really want to prioritize based on that and what's going to help you the most and what's going to work for you the best and all of that. So another thing to think about is, again, I know more people actually come in and they get to see your kitchen and everything, but where do you spend the most time? You know, do you really, because people spend a lot of time in their bathrooms getting ready, you know, everything that you do. And if you're not a big cook, now there are people that cook so much, they probably spend equal or maybe more time in the kitchen. So that can be a really big, you know, factor in which direction you head first. Again, it kind of goes back to, you know, where you spend your most time is probably where you're going to find the most necessity. Like we were just talking about, you'll have more necessities in the area that you're there more. So for sure, you know, and another thing to think about after that is, you know, what do you need right away? So really, when you look at it, are you getting older? You know, if thinking in terms of the bathroom, for the ability to use the bathroom, if there's a problem, if disability comes about, you know, if you require any added upgrades or anything to make that room, you know, more functional for you, that could really play a big hand in which room you're choosing, you know, and really how do you know, which one do you pick and why? So, you know, if grab bars and things like that become a necessity inside and outside that shower, if you have things like that, you know, going on, then that could really, again, it becomes into that necessity play one more time. And then thinking about, you know, something we talk about here at Mosby all the time when we visit everyone, thinking about the budget. You know, that can be another big determining factor in considering whether you do a kitchen or a bathroom first. You know, what's that level of investment going to be? You know, how do you figure that out? So, you know, I would definitely say something we do here at Mosby all the time is, you know, go ahead and design both spaces and then kind of see that, you know, and we can talk about it up front and kind of give some ranges. But then if you're really interested in both at some point, you can then design both and then pick and kind of see which one's closer to the budget you have now. Then it also gives you a good feel of what's next. What's my next budget that I might need when I come to this? And then of course, adding time to that second one, it might be a little bit more a year or two or three down the road. So just kind of getting prepared that if I know where that tight cost range was, you know, in 2021, I can have a pretty good feel for where it might be in 2023. And I have a goal to really work towards and know and understand, you know, what's coming up and what's happening. And really, when you think about designing and figuring things out up front. You know, it's something that we do here at Mosby every day, all the time, you know, create these projects, really give people a clear understanding of everything. So if you're thinking about any of that, you're interested in any of that, and again, like I was talking about earlier, if you're interested in even a great company to work for, just jump on our website and just check out all the great information. Callmosby.com, CallMosby.com. Or you can simply call our office at 314-909-1800 and just ask some questions, talk about, you know, maybe get an appointment set up, or you can walk into that new, you know, studio we have in the heart of Kirkwood on West Argonne, 115 West Argonne. There's people there. You can come in and just have a chat, see some photos, see a couple display things, and really just talk about, you know, what we do, how we do it, and really why we do it, you know. But in promoting all this kind of design and how we figure this stuff out, really looks at, you know, some of the steps of a successful remodel. How do you get to a, let's just use kitchen remodel for example. How do you get to a really successful kitchen remodel? What is the formula for doing that? Well, you know, one of the most important things I see all the time is really letting the cat out of the bag, really talking about everything and having a really good thought out designer that asks a lot of great questions. You can almost tell what they're going to do and how their interest is going to be by the types of questions. So, you know, giving them all that information to really let them understand what you do and how you do it. You know, they really need to design something really well. You need to figure out how you cook, how many people, how do you entertain, what's normal use daily, what's bigger use when you entertain, things like that. You know, if they're really just stuck in the size and the color and the style and the stuff like that, I mean, they really may not fulfill your need or supply you with some of the best products and things that will actually work the best for you. So, of course, another step in a great successful remodel is setting the budget, figuring that out early, in understanding how far it's going to take you, what can you really do, be honest about that budget and the desire, and find, you know, some very realistic parameters in what needs to happen. And that can really, it's good to do that early so that you understand up front how much, how far, what can really happen, how creative can these solutions be based on that budget. And then, you know, another thing to really make it successful is to honestly take the advice, listen to it, think about it, and understand. So let the designers figure everything out for you. Sky's the limit. We can do the whole thing, but then also figure out something a little more in your budget and a little more, you know, friendly to what you want to do. And then you can co-mingle, mix, and see. And again, understand, and maybe there's some areas you can pull in and splurge just a little and get some things that you really, really want, you know, out of that project. And then another great way is kind of take a test run of the whole thing, you know, do those 3D renderings, see it live, see it going, find out everything about it, and just have a great understanding. And that will help you deliver a really, you know, just get a really great project and have a great understanding of what it is and what it's going to be. This is all about setting the right expectations and understanding them. So for everyone out there, again, you can call our office, 314-909-1800. Check us out online, callmosby.com. You can find all the information out there. For everybody else, I look forward to talking to you next week. And if I don't, if you're not around, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I'll be back then.
Get more at 971talk.com.